Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, East Coast 5 a.m. No, your ears do not deceive you. Don't check your calendar. Not Saturday. Pat Kenny calling in on a Friday. Offering a little assist to our very own Mr. Tom Tool. I said I could give him a hand today. I hope everyone is having an awesome week and has tuned into some of the great calls from our very own Mr. Tom Tool. Today is Friday, March 29th. My name is Pat Kenny. And again, I'm very excited to be here with everybody this week. As I say, usually on Saturdays, but I encourage you now a day early. Make sure if you haven't listened to some of the calls this week or want to give them a re-listen, that you do give those a shout back on wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. But today, I am here to offer you a close to the end of Q1 type message, which I'll follow up with again tomorrow. But I was thinking through, you know, just a lot of the noise, right? I know we've talked about this a couple of times. I know I've done some calls on this about just how much craziness is just continuously nonstop barrage coming to our cell phones, our pockets, the headlines, just everywhere. And I think what is critically important for us to remember is that regardless of all of those changes, regardless of all the moves that we have to make, all the transitions and the adaptations that we're doing, in the end, our job is to keep playing until we get it right. So whatever the playing field has moved to, whatever the new rules are, we have to obviously abide by those rules. Everyone, obviously, in the real estate world, those rules are changing again. But as rules and as the landscape changes, our job and our goal should be to keep doing what it is we're doing, abiding by those new rules, working in that new landscape until we get it right. Right? It shouldn't just be it's over now, or it's changed, the puck has moved. Okay, so adapt. That's what we do. The path to success is paved not just with, you know, spurts of effort. We've talked about this before as well. You have to stay consistent, and you have to keep working towards whatever it is the world now says you have to do, because my industry changed X amount of years ago, and we had massive amounts of fallout there, and oh my God, it's going to be so different. Why do we even do this? And you fast forward 5 years, and nothing has really changed. Things are as they're supposed to be. I think every call that we make, no pun intended there for the song that DJ Compa chose, but every client we meet, every deal that you're working on, whether you close it or otherwise, I think shapes you towards what this current landscape looks like. And I think, you know, we have the opportunity here to be champion, to really work towards this next level of something. And it's not necessarily about winning every single time or not facing setbacks. It's about resilience. Again, the real estate market, sales in general, client services in general. If you deal with clients face-to-face or over the phone, you're going to have days or weeks, sometimes even months, where it sucks. You may not have a positive outcome. You may be behind on your goals. And what sets you apart at that point is the thing that's going to make you the champion in the long run is refusing to accept that defeat as finality, right? It's just a step towards your next goal. We have to keep playing until, again, we're going to be the winners. I mean, that's how it's going to work. I think understanding that mastery is a process. And, you know, when you look at changing landscapes, regardless of what the industry is, being the master of that new space is what's going to separate you from those who are going to fail out. It's going to happen. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. The persistence to keep refining our craft, or refining your craft in this case, that leads to just an unparalleled experience for yourself, but more importantly for your clients and for your business. And I think, lastly, the piece that we talk about quite a bit on this call in various different variations, I'm sorry, various different versions of this, failure is a part of this, right? Being afraid of failing and holding back is a bigger problem than just actually failing, learning, and moving forward. We use failure as stepping stones. Don't use it as a deterrent, right? Every setback is feedback, a lesson on how you can improve, because obviously something went wrong. But if something goes wrong, then that means there's a way to make it go right. So what's the step that you have to take that corrects what happened? I think if you can identify one area of your professional life where you recently, for instance, have felt discouraged or faced a repeated setback, look into that. Really kind of, you know, take the lift the hood and figure out what happened. I think making a commitment to refining yourself specifically in that area will help every other area just as you continue to grow and as you continue to improve. I think the important part is that we keep playing until we get it right, because that's what champions actually do. So in the end, please go out, keep doing the things you're doing, improve the things that you feel like you're struggling with once you've identified what those things are, and just keep pushing forward and just keep fighting, because in the end, like I said, champions keep playing until they get it right. Have an awesome Friday. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, live at 5.